So this is Marcy Schuler for 307 Net Radio interviewing Paul Kozacek for Sheriff. So Paul, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised right here in Buffalo, Johnson County, by my parents, Stephen and Elaine Kozacek. I graduated high school here in 1994, left Buffalo for a little while, went to school in Casper, and started my career in law enforcement in 1998 with the Converse County Sheriff's Office. I transferred here in 2000 under Sheriff Larry Kilpatrick, and been here ever since working for the Sheriff's Office.
Great. So tell us, how are you specifically prepared and qualified for the Office of Sheriff, and so what else do you need to acquire, licensing, training, that kind of thing, for the sheriff's position?
As far as training, there's really not a whole lot of training other than probably going through some administrative classes as far as supervision. I feel that I'm already pretty well a natural leader. I've been there the second longest running deputy in the sheriff's office right now. So I've seen guys, worked with a lot of guys, helped a lot of guys get accustomed to the county, excuse me. And then, but as far as my ability, I've been there. I've seen what Johnson County needs. I know where the guys want to go individually. So I think for me, it's more of communication with the guys in the inside, see where they want to go, build them, mature them. Obviously, a lot of us older guys are looking at retirement soon, if not, some of them already going out. But we're not going to be here forever, so it's kind of like training the new guys to mold them to be very confident in their job, so we continue to have competent deputies within the sheriff's office, well-rounded. Communicating with the other agencies, I feel like we need to really work together. We're a small community. We're trying to, you know, all the first responders we need to work with and become more efficient in how we handle things. The more we train together, the better efficient we become. And communication with the public anymore. I think we got to reach out socially. Network's a big thing. I know. I listened to a podcast, and the guy says if you're as much money as you spend on a SWAT team, you should spend on social media. I think that you guys just got to reach out and be more open to the public and let them know what's going on. So I have plans for that to make it a little bit better that way.
So how do you balance, and talk about social media and mm-hmm. keeping the public informed, how do you balance keeping the community informed of issues they need to be aware of, you know, drug issues in the community, you know, child issues, that kind of thing, versus not revealing too much of your practices that will let criminals know what you're doing?
Well, I guess for me, you got to let people know. There's obviously, if it's something that's being investigated, you can't really give out too much information. But as far as general information to the public on how or what trends we're seeing, as far as helping parents understand what we're seeing going on in the schools, as far as the social media, things to prepare for. Obviously, in Wyoming, we're a year longer behind the rest of the country. By the time it's a fad here, it's already passed someplace else. So we kind of see those trends coming before they get here. And I think as far as, you know, if it's under investigation, you can't give too much. In our practices, I think we're pretty good at just, you know, everybody sees and hears kind of what we do. But just keeping everybody informed, I think, is going to be the most important part, be pretty transparent. Once those cases are adjudicated or gone through the court process or become public information, we can, you know, obviously be more forthright. But
So you talked a little bit about working with other agencies, and how important is the partnership and the collaboration with other agencies and entities in Johnson County and beyond even?
Oh, it's big. You know, our department's fairly decent. You know, we got a couple guys working each shift. The Bluffville Police Department has a couple. Highway Patrol's, you know, one or two. our Game and Fish is one or two, depending on the time of the year. And we got one for us, LEO, or law enforcement officer. So, you know, working with each other is huge. I mean, we're each other's backup at times. There's times where there's just one person on. So knowing each other and working with each other is a huge thing. So, you know, we've got a lot of new guys in all the departments as far as like the PD, Buffalo Police Department, and the Wyoming Highway Patrol. But it's getting to know the knowledge of what each person's kind of responsibility is when we're responding to a call, and knowing each other as far as for backup.
So let's back up a little bit to just the basic work in the sheriff's office. So what specifically do you want to accomplish if you're elected sheriff?
If I'm elected, I want to be able to, like I said earlier, individual guys, both in the on the patrol side, detention side, is help them become what they're interested in as far as where they want their career in law enforcement to go, help them mold them to become a better, well-rounded deputies. When I first started, when you came on shift, whatever call you got, it was yours from the beginning to the end. So it could be anywhere as simple as a shoplifting case to a sexual assault by the end of the night, and that was your case all the way through. So you had to learn the main every bit of the job. And over the years, of course, we've gotten more pointed as far as having an investigator and taking care of a lot of these things. But I feel like a lot of these guys need to learn that to become well-rounded. So when something hits them, they don't you don't get the answers. I don't know what to do. I've never been this far. And I think we need to keep those guys trained in those areas and keep them learning and becoming better. So that would be one of the biggest things. And as far as out, the other part is just communication, is getting that out with one of the things we need to probably do as far as interagency stuff is going to the WildLink radio system, which allows us to communicate with higher patrol and Game and Fish and Forest Service. I think it'll be a better, as far as communication goes, as everybody knows, if there's anything major that goes on and you debrief those things, the biggest fallout is always communication. And if you can try to start eliminating some of that and try to work a little bit better, it'll go a lot further. So I think that open line of communication with those guys and everybody being able to hear everybody makes a huge difference.
So what do you see as like significant challenges to the Office of Sheriff? And are there policies and procedures besides, you know, those that you've mentioned that you would change?
Oh, not really. I mean, there's some things I would probably add as far as policy and procedures. But as the challenges is we're growing. I mean, I've seen after living here, growing up here, and seeing the changes, areas I never thought I'd see houses, we've got houses. And I think the biggest challenge is getting our guys out there and getting to know the public. And knowing where people live, kind of the general area, that's the one biggest thing I've probably seen, you know, so far in the last few years is people not knowing the county very well and knowing somewhere these long-term ranchers have lived. So for me, it's I grew up and listening to deputies talk about one ranch and I know where that's at, to knowing where that's at and trying to get everybody to kind of get on that same page. Like we have a pretty good idea because when somebody calls you from the county, it's, you know, where, you know, the old homestead, you know, go past that to the Monument Hill and take a left, you know, and it's a lot of guys would be dumbfounded to figure out where that's even at. So just getting some better knowledge of that.
I can remember, and we just used four numbers for our phone numbers here, and that wasn't all that long ago.
No, no.
So modern law enforcement in rural frontier, if you'd call us, communities such as Johnson County is being forced to adapt really quickly. 10 years, maybe even 5 years ago, we weren't as reliant on our mobile phones, and they weren't so sophisticated. But that brings good and bad. What challenges do the rapid changes in our society bring to the sheriff's front door, And how should the sheriff's office step up to that challenge?
Oh, yeah, the challenge is, you know, with technology is in law enforcement, you're always behind. By the time you get something to help with investigations, something new is already out. We used to have a pretty good program, and we had guys that did forensics on phones and even computers back in the day, but now it's all phones. So, you know, it's finding those guys that are interested that want to be part of that and get them trained up in it. And we've got the system in place. I know they're working on it right now as far as getting somebody trained in that. But it's keeping them up on it. It's a challenge. It's the burnout rate's pretty high in there, so it's kind of keeping more than just one person interested. It's keeping multiple. So you got to find those guys that are interested in it that have a technology. I do not. So you find those guys that enjoy that sort of stuff and mold them and get a couple of them. Like I said, the burnout rate is pretty high. We, you know, one of the guys really got burned out on it a while back, and he just, you know, things you see and witness on phones is something that's pretty hard to deal with after a while. So,
yeah. So just a couple last things. The kind of the elephant in the room, both you and your opponent mm-hmm. are currently working in the department.
Yep.
So one of you is going to win.
Yeah.
One of you is going to lose. How do you retain unity and collaboration in the force and also with other agencies with that in the future?
I don't, you know, there's nothing bad between Rod and I. So there's not, you know, there's not like a split really that I've noticed. I think everything will go on as usual. I've seen it before. You know, there's no big rift, but when there is a rift, yeah, you'll have those problems. But as of right now, there's no, you know, there's no quietness. There's no shush, you know, and everybody trying to hide from everybody. I think it's pretty open still, business as usual. So, I think it'll just continue to, you know, obviously either way it'll be just fine. So
well, that's reassuring.
Yeah, no concerns there.
So tell us, why are you running?
Well, I figured I was on my way out. I could retire actually this year, and I really tossed it around what I wanted to do. I was approached by a lot of guys in the law enforcement community to ask me to run, and I, you know, thought about it, really thought about it. And as a matter of fact, the end of April, the 1st of May, I kind of made my decision. I figured, you know, I can run. You know, if I win, it'll be great. I can make some changes, do some things that I see would be great and beneficial to Johnson County. And just, you know, that hope. But, you know, there wasn't anything personal to run. It was more that I see some changes that I'd like to see different. So
you've answered lots of great questions. And is there anything else that we've missed that you'd like to add, you'd like to tell the public about Paul Kozacek for sheriff?
You know, not really. I mean, I think I know a lot of people. I think it's just, you know, I'm obviously pretty community oriented. I come from a family that's that way. We like to be involved. I'll continue being involved one way, regardless of which way this goes. I feel that it's important for especially the younger generation to start stepping up and be involved in boards and their government. To have a little bit of voice, it's one thing to sit back and complain about things. It's another to actually be involved and understand there's a lot more to it than just sitting back here and it's one-way street. There's a lot more to it. So, you know, I'll always continue to be involved. I've been involved with the fire department on the board for Johns County Fire District for the last 4 years. I plan to try to run for that again. I've learned a lot, and it's been great. So it's just another part of giving back to the community. So I'll continue, irregardless. So
great. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We hope everybody, you know, keeps attuned to the forums and the interviews and votes on August 16th.
All right. Thank you.